underlying factor in radio's ability to perform is that when used properly, it is a joint venture between the person sending the message and the person receiving it. You set up the premise and the listener fills in the blanks. No other medium demands that its audience complete the image provided by the message. And this is an advantage, and it's something that we're learning more and more to take advantage of. The value of leaving things unsaid and forcing the listener to participate. Like in this spot we did for Doyle Dane Burnback in L.A. for Laura Scudder's potato chips.
I'm serious. I'm running away. And I'm never coming back.
We'll miss you, you know, because we love you very much.
You said you were going to give me some Laura Scudder's potato chips.
I put them in your sack.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I see it's still got the same old cat.
It's very simple, it's very nice, and the message is complete. Boy, that's not like the old days in radio and everything is all laid out. Stop the car, Cato. Good. Now open the door and I'll close the door and walk quickly to this foreboding house and knock on the door. What was that? Uh-oh, a gunshot. Cato, what do you make of that? Cato, be kind of fun to imagine. If you could imagine, what do you think that Laura Scudder potato chip spot might have sounded with everything laid out that way in that old-fashioned fashion?
A child's tear finds its way through a field of freckles on little Joshua's face as he looks up at his mother and says,
I'm serious. I'm running away, and I'm never coming back.
We'll miss you, you know, because we love you very much.
You said you were going to give me some Laura Scudder's potato chips.
I put them in your sack.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Joshua turns and walks slowly to the door. He opens the door and steps out into the blackness of a night full of crickets. Moments later, there's a trepidatious knock on the door. Knowingly, Joshua's mother goes to the door, opens it, and Joshua, not wanting to reveal that his plans have changed, walks slowly across the kitchen. He sits at his familiar table. Gazing into his mother's eyes, he says,
Well, I see it's still got the same old cat.
And of course, they did.